Time now for the KJO Community Spotlight, where on Fridays we turn that spotlight on to a local athlete, courtesy of Rogue Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting. And we turn that spotlight on to a Hidden Valley basketball player, Mauricio Mendez. Mauricio, welcome to the microphones of KJO. Glad to have you with us here. Tell me about your expertise as a basketball player, and that's the season that you're in right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I started playing when I was about, probably since I was born. My mom played college basketball, so I got right into it. She was my coach all the way through, I think, middle school. And then once I got into high school and moved out to Hidden Valley, that's when she kind of let off and let me play.
So she let you out from under her tutelage onto the other coaches.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What college did she play for, you know?
She played for Alaska and Idaho.
Alaska and Idaho. So your mother was your initial coach starting out, and you said that was about from the time you were born. When did you really get on a basketball court for the first time?
Like when I first started playing basketball?
Or sure, sure.
Probably when I was in like third grade.
Third grade? Yeah, how tall were you then?
That is a great question. probably somewhere like 5 foot something.
And how tall are you now?
6'6".
When was the growth spurt?
I think it was somewhere in between 6th and 7th grade for me.
Are you a junior this year? Is that the information I got?
That is correct.
You're a junior this year. Tell me about the Hidden Valley team so far this year.
Full of seniors, full of talent. It's going to be a great year for us. I'm really excited to see where we go.
What's your point average so far?
I think I'm averaging about like 6. Yeah,
okay.
Around
all
6.
Right. I'm assuming you're a post player here from
the
height.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Tell me what your job really is working underneath the post.
With our offense, it's more not like I'm not like dedicated into the post, but you have to be able to play everywhere in our offense. But when I do get the ball in the post, first thing you got to do is look opposite to our shooters, because we have a lot of good shooters on our team. So I look to get the ball to them so they can get easy 3 points. But if they have a smaller guard on me, I usually put a move on them and score.
All right, tell me about your move.
So a couple dribbles down. And then usually I could just drop step right into it.
I'm assuming that at your size you can dunk it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I could get up there.
Oh, yeah. All right. Is that the most fun part?
Oh, that's an amazing part. It's so much fun. Like, it gets the crowd into the game. And you dunk it, and everyone just goes crazy, bench. Just, like, I think it brings way more energy to the game, even if you're up a bunch.
If you have to step out from that lane, how's your shot from range?
It could use some work.
Okay, well, let's talk about your assist then. If that's what your job is underneath the post, is handing it out to a shooting guard, number of assists per game?
Oh, I think I'm getting like 2 or 3.
He's like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to account for 12. That's accounting for about 18 points.
Yeah.
Real quickly.
Yeah, I count assists as half points.
Is basketball your only sport?
No, I also play baseball.
What position?
I'm a pitcher and a first baseman.
All right, tell me about your pitching.
I'm pretty solid. I have like a fastball, changeup, two-seam, and a slider. Baseball is my main sport.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Because my dad played professionally, and then so he came down. He's from the Dominican. So I played baseball way before I played basketball.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
And mom coached the basketball and dad coached the baseball?
Yep.
All right. So tell me about your fastball. How fast?
Sitting probably like low 80s, high 70s, I'd say.
Okay. So so some ways to go there yet. All right. Mm-hmm. Is you said baseball's your main sport. Is that your major aspiration? Would you like to play pro ball?
I would love to play pro ball. That's the biggest dream that I have.
It's a big dream there. Yep. Okay. Where did dad play?
He played in the A's organization.
Moving ahead now, tell me about school. In order to get to that professional level, you've got a couple of steps to go through.
Right.
Tell me about school and what you're studying right now.
When I go to college, I'm going to plan to study business. And then I don't know where I would like to go, but any school that I could for baseball or any like school that would take me. And then I could go to that school, maybe move to like a D1 or something like that. Continue developing.
Any favorites?
Right now, I have like one college looking at me, but it's not like 100%. They've just shown like interest.
Good luck there. Long range goals for a lifetime should athletics not work out, and we hope that it does for you. What kind of pursuit would you like to follow?
My mom has a business, and I would like to take that business, continue it going in the family.
All right, what business? Go ahead, plug.
It's called LifeWave. Okay. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
We have. We have here. It just so happens at the radio station we have heard about that, so best of luck to you. And how about a projection for the Mustang basketball team this year?
Our first goal is to win the Skyline Conference and then make a run in playoffs.
Between now and the end of the year, a couple of big tournaments coming up starting this Friday, the I-5 right. Challenge. What do you think going into that one?
First game we got Marist. I think if we just play
big challenge,
game,
huh?
We'll see. All we have to do is play our game, play good defense, and just be us. Don't worry about them. Worry about us.
You've been listening to Mauricio Mendez, the player of the week here, courtesy of our good friends at Rogue Credit Union and Grants Pass Broadcasting here on the KAJO Community Spotlight.